Dreamers lived fulfilled lives. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Dreamers live fulfilled lives. That's true. I was just reading about Mark Zuckerman, who started up Facebook, and how it's taking over the lives of people all over the world. They have a big story about it in Fortune magazine this month, and it's quite fascinating. I haven't read the whole article yet, but it says that he has more than 157 million people who are utilizing his program, and it's growing constantly. It's growing by about 6 million every single week, which is quite a remarkable statement. Now, what does that mean? That means people like that particular program. Was that a dream that this young man had? And was that a dream that is making him a very happy, a very wealthy man? Is that a project that he has that is just lots of fun for him? Yes. It's a dream that he carried out in his heart. And with that dream, he lives a fulfilled life. But as I read the article, I'm sure I'm going to find out that he has other interests. He has other things that are grabbing a hold of his attention. Although being one-pointed on this rather remarkable dream would certainly give him a great deal of activity, the same goes true with Bozo in Amazon.com. When he started out, he was continually working on just his project, on just his service that he did for people, and then he found out that he could work in other fields, and he could work in other areas. He could work into, as he was in the internet, he could work into the internet in many different avenues, in many different areas. And Microsoft moved out from just being a software company to being a hardware company in certain areas. And Dell Computer was always just selling it themselves, just from their own store. And they didn't reach out with any other outlet. But then they started to dream. They started to dream that there were stores that could sell it too. But they found that the stores don't sell it quite as well as they do it themselves, because they can ship and deliver and bring to people their dream more perfectly, more marvelously, more fantastically, with less errors, with less returns than they do from the stores. In the stores, they found they had a great many returns because all of the handling, you go through the second and third and fourth party as the merchandise is being distributed and handled and sold and so forth, and people just didn't do so much. Dell was top of the dog, top of the line, and then it thought it would reach out and try different avenues of service and avenues of selling and avenues of marketing and merchandising. And all these things are very good. But when you have a dream, and you take that dream, and you work with that dream in every possible way, the dream does something for you that is unable to be done any other way. And the dream gives you a fulfilled life. Yes, we think a fulfilled life is when we keep expanding on new areas, new avenues, new methods of doing the old thing. But sometimes when we have our dream and we stay true to our dream, one-pointed to our dream, and our dream is to work in a particular way. When we go away from that dream, when we go away from that ideal that we have for ourselves, oftentimes we begin to fail. We begin to have things happening in our world that are not as rewarding and not as exciting as it can be. The dream, you might call, you might think of it in the frame of reference of being the ideal. The dream being the principle. The dream being the purpose. The dream being the fundamental, the foundation of whatever it is that you're doing. And maintaining yourself harmonious with this dream, this fundamental foundation, this ideal, and not going away from it, you find that you can accomplish so many wonderful things because you're happy with yourself. You are happy with yourself. We look at a man like Obama, and we look at a man like he, as his charisma guided him and directed him and led him to be president of the United States. Now, that's quite a lovely dream. Now, what did his dream entail? His dream entailed being the president and handling all of the experiences that a president has to handle. Now, what did he do as he did this? He surrounded himself with geniuses, with people he respected and with people he knew from experience were responsible and honorable to carry out the various avenues of his choice. But always he was on top. Always he is the leader. Always he is making the choice. And the legislative bodies that work with him are working fairly cooperative with him because his desires and his dreams are for the country, not for a party, not for an individual, not for making a name for himself. He wants to make a name, as if you will, for the country, having the country be a glorious, fantastic experience. Dreams, a dreamer lives a fulfilled life. Well, you can be sure that Mr. Obama is living a very fulfilled life right now. You say, well, he's burning himself out. Well, no, he isn't burning himself out. You burn yourself out when you go contrary to what your dream is, when you go contrary to what your beliefs are, when you go contrary to who you are. And this is where people get into trouble. They get into trouble because they vary from their dream. They vary from what is their ideal purpose and what is their goal. The great presidents that have served the United States, and there have been many, in fact, virtually all of them, those who have been most successful are those who have stayed close to their dream, and when they saw their dream being misdirected, they got right in there and directed it back on track. They would not allow it to be pushed off track by some other misunderstanding of what that dream really is and really can be. You and I are dreamers too. We each have dreams of things that we think are important. Dreams of things that we think are so vital that they make our life just meaningful as we even think about them. However, we do not train ourselves to remain strong and true to our dream. If someone were to come along and we were in the middle of a dream and they were to offer us some lucrative situation to leave the dream and go to something else, we'd go. We'd go. Because our dream isn't really that important to us. Our dream isn't really our ideal. It isn't our principle that we're working on. And just the opportunity to make more money or the opportunity to have an easier task to carry out a particular goal, we jump at it. And when we jump at it, we walk away from our dreams and we become unfulfilled. And see, a dream not only fulfills itself, but it fulfills us. And when we really, really fulfill ourselves, then we are content. We are at peace. We are in love with ourselves. We are in love with our world, and everything is worth doing and worth being and worth having. Walking away from our ideals and our goals is something quite amazing. Many people have had dreams, and they started to develop a dream, and they showed its great promise. And so some large industrial firm, some large mega corporation sees this project, sees this dream, and they go and buy the dream. They go and buy somebody else's ideal, somebody else's project. And they take that project and they make a lot of money from it. And the person who sold his dream is quite wealthy from having sold the dream. But he, being a dreamer, cannot stop dreaming. And so he immediately sets out to enter into other possibilities. And as he enters into other possibilities, he opens up other doorways of dreams, of magic, and people think, well, gee, how wonderful. And he's done this, and he's done this, and he's done this, and he's done this, and he's done this. And that's great. That's great. But you'll find that the person who allows himself to sell his dream is a person who, oh, he's got lots of money, and he's got lots of prestige, and he's going off doing other things too. But that dream that he had, that first dream, that magical dream, the dream that was to bring him fulfillment in every area of his life, that drifted away and was lost to him. He sold his dream for a pittance. Oh, a pittance may have been several millions or billions of dollars, but it's a pittance. Because the dream is his child. The dream is his dream. It's his baby. It's his ideal. It's his purpose in living. We might think very carefully about how little we sell our soul for, how little we sell our ideals for, how little we sell our dreams for. And reconsider in the process, does it really matter that we have a lot of money? What are we going to do with the money? Just have a lot of money? You can only buy so many houses, you can only buy so many cars, you can only buy so many countries and so many things. But when you have a dream, it's not the money in the dream that makes you happy. It's that the dream has touched somebody else's life with what the purpose of the dream is. And whoever's life it touched has become thrilled and joyful with it, just as you did with the dream itself. Why is it artists, creators, are reluctant to sell their paintings and are reluctant to sell their works of art? Not because they don't think they'll be appreciated. It's just that they appreciate them themselves. They delight in seeing them themselves. Do you think that Michelangelo would love to have had a beautiful estate where he had statues all around the estate that were his creation? Oh, perhaps he found more joy in having them be in great places because he had patrons who paid for them and had them be in great places. But it all depends on what you're selling your soul for, what you're selling your dream for. And if you stand up for your principle, for who you are, never backing down in the slightest, but always standing firm and true for what you believe, you'll find that your dreams are your fulfillment in life. And it's a very exciting and a very wonderful thing to be fulfilled in life. Think about it. You can sell your dream. when you want to walk a certain path, and then another path looks more interesting. You want to teach a certain philosophy, and then you get to teaching the philosophy like we do, and we say, all is God and I am God. And then a few people come along who are traditionalists, and they say, what do you mean you're God? Well, I say, everything's God, isn't it? Yes. Well, then we are. Well, you can't say that. Well, okay, that's all right. You're welcome to your point of view, and I'm welcome to mine. And my point of view is that all is God and I am God. And my point of view is that I live from that point of view. And if anyone doesn't like it, they don't have to stand by and listen to me. They don't have to be in my world. In fact, the only people in my world are people who recognize the universality of the divine in all, as all, through all, as me now. So, that's my dream. Is it yours? Whatever your dream is, stand by it as a principle and watch how exciting your life is, how fulfilling your life is as you stand by your dream. I love you. I love you. I love you.